Yesterday when they came in, we put them, we of course, well, actually, I don't even know if I'm ready to go into that right now, but cats like fidgets. I can tell you that much. Two of them disappeared, and I thought, oh, my God. But it was my cats. I know how they managed to carry away these things, I don't know, but they did. What I would like to do is, I guess, let you talk to my audience and let them ask questions.
Let's do it.
All right. Listen, everybody, for a little while longer, I'm going to leave this photograph up on the studio cam of the fidgets. I put it up there prior to airtime. And so let's just go to the phone and see what happens. This is just all too weird. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with the fidget guy.
Yes, I have a question.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay, sir. I have a question. Is there a way I can buy these, like a number or something like that? or like a website I can get it?
Well, maybe. Is there a fidget website?
We're working on that right now. I got offers. People showing up here offering to put me on the web. And by the way, we had a guy stop by with a digital camera, and he's going to go home and he'll email you some pictures, some JPEGs of this whole thing. He's standing at the payphone,
yeah.
Scoutmaster, the whole shebang.
Really?
Yes, sir.
He's going to send me a photograph of that.
Yeah, he's going to email it to
you
right
with
away.
A digital camera, he'd be able to do that.
Yep, and oh, by the way, Art, too, some of these photos, I don't know what you're going to get or not. I'm trying to kind of reserve my physical image. Okay, I want to be a cartoon character, okay? Because I want to be able to go into Denny's in 5 years and get a grand slam over medium with all bacon without having people go, it's the fidget guy, you know? And so I'll be cartoon, just like in the comic book. My voice and my persona will always be there.
Well, but what's going to happen, though, if he sends a picture of you at the phone there in Santa Cruz?
No, we had him take a picture of my hands and the phone, and we had him take pictures of, you know, so that my physical form could be, you know, it's like I'm not afraid of it, all right, but it's like...
You don't want to be a celebrity.
Well, it's not even... I'm already a celebrity because the fidgets are coast to coast. But
in other words, you want to be able to walk around the streets without everybody going, ooh, the fidget guy, right?
Exactly, Art. You understand what I mean, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. Believe me, I do.
So it's like the foresight of that is like, well, I'll be prepared. So what's this caller's question?
He had two questions. He asked...
about the website.
Yep, and he asked...
working on it.
And he asked where he could get a fidget. Of course, you know, my fax machine is burning up with people wanting to know where to get fidgets.
Oh, God only knows. Well, here's the thing, Art. I've been trying to make this happen for 6 years, and I've made every one until my hands are sore, as many as I can every day, and I have had a demand in excess of supply since the very moment I made the first one, and it went away from me within a few moments.
Like so the fact of the matter is, if you had a landslide of fidget orders, you probably couldn't even meet them anyway, could you?
Yeah, I got several thousand in stock right now, but it's going to take some doing. Here's what I'm going to do, Art, is I'm going to align myself with some kind of company. Whatever company gives me the best offer to produce and distribute these fidgets, okay, I'll let them do it. I'll promote them, but I'm going to the nonprofit sector. I want to see what benefit these fidgets can be for people in traumatic scenarios. I was dropped off by my third set of foster parents at a group home when I was 16 because they were unhappy with my behavior and unwilling to go through what it took to help me.
Were you a problem?
Oh, Art, I was hell on wheels. The first day of first grade, I skipped school. I'm not kidding.
The first day of first
Absolutely.
Grade?
Absolutely. They called my father in the next morning, and the principal said, you know, we just can't have your son leaving school like this. And
yeah.
And my dad said, well, if you can't make it interesting enough for him to want to be here, there's not much I can do to keep him here. And that was the beginning of a saga that spans school in Florida, South Carolina, Virginia, Michigan, Missouri, and Colorado before I was 10 years old.
So you don't quite fit into the usual mold.
Oh, no, I'm definitely an oddball. admitted.
All right, east of the guy.
Hi.
Hello there.
I'm sorry, goodness, I'm so surprised I'm listening to it. Just turn the radio off.
Yep, just turn it off.
Listening to his philosophy. What is his philosophy?
I'm not. Well, let's ask him. I don't know. What's your philosophy?
I told him, and he said that it was a digital photo guy.
Okay, come on. The lady is asking.
I understand. Yeah, my philosophy. Art, boy, I told you this on my very first call I ever called into your program. I called in under the alias of Sam, and I told you that I really felt that if everybody in this world.